Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us on the show tonight. It is just me tonight, Victoria Gaither, TV journalist and also better known as the news lady, entertainment Michael Kay, co-host Michael Kay, actually has the night off, and he will be back on the air with me again next week. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is hip-hop, but more specifically, there is a young man named Larry Henderson who is going to be joining us. And Larry is the co-founder, the CEO, and recording artist of Smart Music Entertainment. I learned about Larry through his wife on Facebook, and she knows that I'm a TV journalist and I have this show among other things that I do in journalism, and emailed me and said, "Hey, Vic, you know, this is something that's positive that we're doing, and I kind of want to get the word out to you." And, of course, once I read the material and also listened to the music, I just thought it was a great idea, and it's just so exciting that you have people like Larry out there who are actually doing this and who is making a difference when it comes to that. So Larry is going to call in about 5 minutes after the hour, so we've got about 4 more minutes before he calls in. So just a couple of house notes that I wanted to mention. We did a show last week, and it was a really, really big show. I want to thank Jerry and also Sean. Sean is a television producer out in Utah, and Jerry is a sportscaster, and he's covered, my gosh, every single sporting event and sports team, football, basketball, hockey that you can imagine. But we did a special show on Penn State. And it was a really, really good show, and I was just very happy that we were able to do that, you know, to let kind of a lot of people sort of have their say and to give their thoughts about what is taking place there with Jerry Sandusky. And also, the show was so popular that a couple of other outlets picked it up, so I was very happy about that. And what was also cool about that show, we had a student from Penn State who works at one of the journalist newspapers there. Stephen was his name. So Stephen was also with us, and which was very cool because Stephen, of course, is right there on campus. He's written stories on the scandal, and he is covering it. So it was great to get his perspective being right there on campus about what he thought and what he saw and things that were going on. Second note, kind of a funny story. I was in my gym doing my Pilates class and getting ready to do my boxing class. And, of course, as a news person, I've been doing news for 15, 16 years. So, you know, visually, if I can spot somebody and I sort of say, hey, you know, I know who that person is, you know, if it's a famous person. And, you know, in between my sweat and rocking to my Zumba class, in walks Riddick Bowe. And my boxing instructor, Chris, is actually training Riddick Bowe. So that was very interesting to have Riddick Bowe inside my Zumba class. And he kind of came in and poked his head in and joked around with us a little bit. But in any event, of course, you know, I had to ask what he was up to lately and what projects that he's working on. So I'm excited that Riddick Bowe is actually going to be on At Home with Victoria. We're going to try to have him on in the next couple of weeks. To actually talk about, again, what it is that he has been up to. I see my good friend and regular contributor for At Home with Victoria, Mike Cullop, is inside the chat room. He looks like he's my only regular in there tonight. So, Mike, if you want to call in. We're still waiting for Larry Henderson to call in. Larry is who we're talking to tonight. He's the hip-hop educator. And Larry's going to talk about why it is that he decided to take the route of promoting positive songs that will actually teach kids about their history, whether it's African-American history, slavery. The song that I listened to that I like was about African-American women in Congress, and that's the one that we're going to listen to on the show as well. So Larry just kind of has this whole unique, this different approach. And excuse me, I know if you follow his blog, smarthiphopmusic.blogspot, he talks about that, you know, a lot of times when it comes to hip-hop music, you basically see the bling and you see the, you know, women that don't really have a lot of clothes on and sort of the money aspect side of it. So he decided to take his talents as a hip-hop artist and take that and put it to good use. He's been featured on CBS Radio, a lot of other news outlets, so it's just exciting to see that he is out there, Larry, and doing his thing. So that's who we are actually going to talk to today. But I did ask my friend Mike Cullop to call in, because I know Mike has always got something going on until Larry goes in. Mike, I'm not sure if that's you inside the queue with that 732 number. If it is you, just say, yes, it's me, and I'll go ahead and get you on the line. And a couple of other things that we're working on, entertainment co-host Michael Kay is working on this CD that I'm very excited about, a CD, Christmas CD, and he's going to actually end up telling you a little bit more about that later on, probably next week, I believe. So that is very cool. But I want to give you some of the websites while we're waiting for Larry to call in. All the websites are actually inside the chat room. smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com is one of them. Larry is also on Facebook, and you can find his Smart Music Entertainment has their own fan page on Facebook as well, and Larry Henderson has his own page on Facebook also. So with that said, I just found out that that is not Mike calling in. The number that Larry's wife and also publicist that gave me doesn't look like the number that's up there on the board, so we'll wait a couple seconds. But if that is somebody that is on the phone, I don't know if you're just there just kind of listening to the show, or if you want to ask a question or something, or you just got something on your mind until Larry gets here, then if you're inside the chat room, just say, hey, Victoria, hey, news lady, it's me. You know, I do want to talk, and I'll go ahead and put you on the line. A lot of times people will call in and listen to the show, but they don't necessarily want to talk or have anything to say. So I think Mike Cullop says that he's calling in. Mike Cullop, I know that number from anywhere, so we'll go ahead and get him on the line. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Victoria. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I was excited to see that you were inside the chat room because you can give us an update on the last event that, that you and Drew, you guys were in Tennessee.
We were in Nashville, yeah. Drew had a show with two other artists at 12th and Porter in downtown Nashville, actually just right across the street from the event that we participated in about 2 weeks prior to that, called Lyrics for Lyric.
Well, and I know that if I know Drew, he completely rocked the house. And for those of you that are listening for the first time and you don't know who Drew Stevens is, I'll let Mike Cullop, who's one of his managers, tell you a little bit about who he is. So, Drew, tell everybody who's listening for the first time, because I know we had some guests inside the chat room who might not know who Drew Stevens is.
Yeah, Drew's from the Baltimore, Maryland area. He's been singing on and off for about 25 years or so now. He was fortunate enough to be on the show America's Got Talent a couple years ago and placed in the top 10. Finished in seventh place, and has pretty much played and toured throughout the United States. And next year is going to be a big year, and we're kind of winding down for the holidays now. But looking forward to moving on with his career in songwriting and singing.
Now, when you guys were out there at that event, tell me a little bit about what that event was like, because I know there was certainly a generous spirit of giving. So what was that event about?
Yeah, the Lyrics for Lyric event is a Lyrics for Lyric is an organization that is partnered with Vanderbilt Hospital to basically eradicate childhood cancer. So we were fortunate enough to be asked by Corey Frizzell, the father of Lyric Frizzell, who actually has a very, very rare form of leukemia, to participate with about five other artists. And it was a very giving spirit, a very moving night, and we raised some money that will hopefully help us to eradicate that that terrible disease.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, that is just such a great thing to be a part of. And like I mentioned before, anytime it has to do with anything with charity and also just helping people, that's something that I know that you guys are just really, really, really big on, and I always appreciate that. But, Mike, before you came on, I don't know if you caught the top part of the show. I was talking about the show that we did last week, which was a huge successful show on Penn State when we had the sports writer on, the sports journalist, because he covers a lot of things, a TV producer out in Utah, and also the student journalist from Penn State. And that show, I have to say, was just a really good show because it, you know, really gave the opportunity for listeners of At Home with Victoria to kind of talk about what they felt about it and to get that information out there. But that was a really, really good show, and I was kind of proud of it. And I know another, a couple of other news agencies actually picked that up. So we're thinking about doing an update on that, and the gentleman from Penn State, is actually, Stephen was his name, is actually going to come back and give us an update. And it's very cool because I said to Stephen, I said, you know, this is just, you know, a wonderful opportunity for him as a student journalist to cover such a story like this that's happening at his school. And he sort of laughed on air, and he said, yeah, but if I had my choice, I would rather Victoria not cover something like this. And I started laughing, and I said, yeah, I'm sure that's right. But it was kind of good to hear that, although, you know, he's a journalist, he wasn't, you know, too eager to actually want to cover something like that. So I know you've been following the whole Penn State situation, and it's hard not to when you see it on the news. Do you think the university made the right decision when they let Paterno go?
Absolutely. I certainly do, and I just want to say that I did listen to the show. It was an outstanding show. I couldn't get in the chat, but yes, they made the right decision by firing him. And quite frankly, I'd like to see some more people held accountable, not only the gentleman that basically ruined the lives of all of those children, but those who knew anything, and I do mean anything, about what was going on there, they should be held accountable in a court of law and brought to justice. That is just an atrocity.
And also what's interesting about the case right now that that I find interesting is that one of the mothers of the alleged victims actually spoke out, and she says that her son, and he was, this particular woman's son was the one who blew the whistle on the whole thing, says that after her son watched the newscast, that he basically was just like really sad and says, you know what, Mom, I just think that he's going to end up getting away with this, because of course he denied any of it. Basically, you know, was kind of saying, well, you know, I like kids. And it was interesting when he Sandusky gave his answer to Bob Costa, I think, who interviewed him. And Bob said, you know, did you molest kids? Do you like kids? And he sort of, I'm just paraphrasing here, he sort of made a pause and said, yeah, I like, and kind of you could tell in his brain he had to filter himself to figure out what it was that he wanted to say.
Right.
And I just thought, wow, that really does sound like that he is actually sort of filtering himself. Mike, stay here on the line with me. I'm not going to put you on hold. This may be Larry, who's been on the line holding. I'm going to check and see. I'm a little hesitant because that wasn't the number that they gave me to call in on. But anyway, Mike, you're with me on this, so we'll take a venture and go ahead and see Detective. This is Larry. Hi, caller. This is Victoria. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Larry from Smart Music. I apologize for not calling from that, the number that you expected me to call from. But
that's okay. I kind of figured after a while, and I was started to email you guys, and I thought, well, I'll just go ahead. I thought, what's the worst thing could happen? I've been yelled at and cursed at and hung up before and all sorts of things. So as a journalist, Larry, so that wouldn't be anything new. But Larry, on the line also is somebody that that I think you would like, and I'm glad that Mike Cullip is here. You probably have been hearing me speak to Mike Cullip, but he does PR for Drew Stevens, and he had talked about Drew's been on, what is it, what's the show, America's Got Talent? I always get that confused with the other one, Mike.
It is, America's Got Talent, right?
Yeah,
okay.
So he's been on that show and all that stuff, so we'll just go ahead, if you don't mind, and keep Mike on the phone so he can join in on the conversation. But we've got plenty of time to talk. So, Mike, if you've got a question, you just, go in there and ask a question. But, Larry, so the deal was, of course, you know how I found out about you through your lovely wife, and she emailed me, and I think I met her through somebody on Facebook and through somebody, how that goes. And she says, hey, you know, this is what we're doing. You've got to listen. You've got to have them on the show and all this stuff. And,
right.
Larry, I'm the type of person, when I, and Mike can verify this, when I listen to something or I start to research something and I get really excited about it, like I start having all these visions in my head as a journalist as to how I can help that person. So it sort of becomes like this additional thing that I take over in my head. And I'm thinking, oh, man, Larry's got to get on this show. He's got to talk to that person. I've got to ask, did they do this or did they do that? Because I'm that excited about what you're doing.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm glad you're excited. Ask me any questions. You know, fire away.
So I know you. You, of course, I listened to the music, and we are going to listen to one of the tracks today. But when did you kind of make the decision that? I mean, obviously, it's clear that you're good at hip hop. But when did you make the decision that you were going to do hip hop education as opposed to sort of the hip-hop that we see on television with the women and the bling and all of that stuff? When did that happen for you?
It was about 4 years ago. I did the first song that I did was the first 25 presidents, and I actually did it just to see how it would come out. You know, I was interested in using the music that I was doing to promote education, but I'm a hip-hop dude first and foremost, so the most important thing to me at that time was to figure out if I can get the sound right. So I recorded that song, and then once everything came out to my liking, I started recording the album, and then after that, you know, we came up with the concept of Smart Music Entertainment, and from then on, it's just been a matter of pushing the music out.
And, there's a very, very good friend of mine. When I started my television career early in the Midwest, I got a chance to meet Professor Julius Bailey, JB as I call him, and he went to Howard and Harvard and actually trained under Cornel West, and he's written a lot of books. But his main focus is hip-hop, and he kind of dissects the culture and all that stuff, and he's kind of one of the foremost people within the realm of professors when it comes to that. And of course I thought, oh man, I've got to connect the two of those, because I could see Julius trying to fly you out somewhere to talk to his students at one of the universities. But I was saying that to say that one thing that I remembered Dr. Bailey was always talking about, because I, like many people, at some points with some rappers, I'm very critical of it, especially when it comes to what I feel degrades women. But the flip side to that, as a journalist, I know that, you know, this is a country of freedom of speech, and everybody should be able to say what it is that they want to say. I know hip-hop, is an art to a lot of people, so and I get that whole thing. But what are your thoughts about that? I mean, do you think that type of hip-hop is healthy? I mean, obviously it's not healthy for kids, but what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, you know, hip-hop is, it is an art, you know what I'm saying? So there are people that are just painting the pictures that they are capable of painting, you know, and some of these horrific stories that you hear, people are actually living those lives, and those are the stories that they're telling. Now, you know, there are a lot of people that are fraudulent, you know what I mean, and they kind of get turned on to, you know, different things that's associated with hip-hop, and they think that making music and saying, you know, a couple clever punchlines and things like that will put them on a certain pedestal. And mm-hmm. and I don't necessarily agree with that, but I'm sorry, but hip hop is it's an art form. You know, it's a bunch of artists painting their own pictures using their own paintbrushes, and most of the time, the language that they use and the things that they say, that's actually you're getting a picture of what happens in the communities that they come from. So even mm-hmm. before we can actually address the music, we definitely have to, you know, begin to change the communities and begin to change the environments and begin to change the school systems. Because if we never address that and if we never attack that, the music can never change, you know what I mean? Because the music is just a product of whatever it is that you see.
Right.
In my
opinion. Mike, did you have a question that you wanted to ask since you're online? I don't want to keep you out of the conversation.
Well, you know, I didn't necessarily have a question. I just wanted to kind of go along with that theme, and that, you know, music and it's not just hip hop. I mean, you know, any kind of music, whether it be rock, alternative, a country, whatever the genre is, a good music for me. And for the individuals that I've worked with, is something that gives our youth and gives people meaning and gives them a lesson. And I highly encourage anyone who is you know, interested in music to take it up as a profession and learn how to use their gift to basically change the world.
Uh-huh.
Good point.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. If music is a passion for you, you know, if it's not just something that you're doing as a gimmick, or if it's not just something that you say, hey, you know, I think this is cool, and so let me start putting words together. You know, if it's actually a passion, then, yeah, use it. You know, in anything that I feel you have a passion for, you should definitely try to give that gift to the world.
And, Larry, when you sit down to write lyrics and put them together, was that a challenge? I mean, and I guess I'm asking that because of the subject matter, or is that like any other subject matter that you would put lyrics to when you sit down and write it?
Nah, well, first I read a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've been, you know, fascinated with books and thing and different type of information pretty much since I was in the fourth grade. I was actually forced to. So, you know, one of the first books that I ever read was the autobiography of Frederick Douglass. And I was in the fourth grade, and I was suspended from school, so my aunt was making me do a bunch of book reports.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that book, it was the first time that I read something, and I'm like, oh, man, this is, you know, this is deep, this is interesting. And that just planted a seed. So as I got older, you know, I was always, you know, reading, you know, the autobiography of Malcolm X, you know, a book by Nat mm-hmm. Turner, or a book, you know, on Harriet Tubman. So when it came time to put this album together, it really wasn't, you know, a far reach. The thing that was challenging, if anything, was gathering all of the information that I wanted to put specifically into the song. You know, we only got about 3 to 5 minutes to tell a story.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, putting all that putting that information together, picking out the beat, making sure the information is accurate, you know, doing the fact checks and giving it to different people to have them review the information, and then, you know, applying my own passion of hip-hop to it and putting it all into a pot and stirring it around, that was the process. But it wasn't too much of a stretch to go into those topics, but
mm-hmm.
it is, you know, a process of making sure the things that I'm saying, you know, has validity. And it's accurate.
Right, right. And that right there is, you know, sounds like something in my profession that we are supposed to do in this day and age. I still check my facts and do all that good stuff. But in both of you know I'm telling the truth. There's so many journalists out here who they call themselves journalists that don't check anything and, you know, will stick a story out there on mere speculation and all of that stuff. So yeah, that's very very good that's something that is priority and important for you to actually do that. Well, listen, let's go ahead and listen to one of your songs, at least my favorite one that I listen to, and that's about the African-American congresswomen. So you guys don't go anywhere, and we'll talk on the other side of listening to this song.
Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbought, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of a time, ahead of a line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Jewel and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. I was elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year. And before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Cordelia Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central, she combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on a dark party want to ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We like dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman. Doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody could stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corinne Brown and Carrie Mee, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
You get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
business.
Stop, he wants to keep playing. There we go.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it again.
I know. I think it actually rotated itself and started to play again. But I love that. And, you know, and I know Mike Cullip is still with us, and I know he loves it too. So, Mike, I promise I'll give you a chance to talk about it. But, Mary, one thing that it actually reminded me of when I first heard it was, remember when we were all kids and we would listen to Schoolhouse Rock, and how like Schoolhouse Rock, that music was, we would sing along to it, but it was very educational, and that's how
yes.
we learned like what a bill was and Congress and all that stuff. So in a way, although obviously it's hip-hop, it reminded me a little bit of that, and I was like, you know, I could clearly see kids listening to this song and also learning at the same time. It was very, very well done and well produced. That by far is my favorite. I really like that one.
Thank you very much. I love that song as well. It was influenced by a book that I read called Black Women in Congress. And it was exciting to write. You know, the first time I actually heard about Shirley Chisholm, I was listening to a Bismarck song. And he said, Reagan is the president, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. Now, this was a long time ago. And I was always wondering, who is he talking about? So then... when I actually got the chance to, research and find out about, the incredible contributions that African-American women made to the political landscape, it was only right to do a song.
Right, absolutely. Mike, what did you think? I know you loved it.
I really did like it, actually. And I think Larry hit on something that is kind of a central theme for me, and that is, you know, he said it was inspired by a book I read. So, and when I was listening to the lyrics of that track, you know, it was making me think, and it made me want to do research. You know, not only did it sound good, not only did, you know, make
right.
you want to get up and kind of dance, but it made me want
mm-hmm.
to go, hey, you know what? I want to
Who
go Google.
Cool. Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I was, of course, happy when you mentioned Eleanor Norton, because I was born and raised in D.C., and Larry,
okay.
like, and forever, I'm telling you, I just had a birthday, and I'm in my 40s now, so forever since I was a kid growing up in D.C., that woman has been fighting for statehood, and she's still fighting for statehood. So when her name came up, that was kind of a big smile on my face, because I thought, wow, that's just really cool that, you know, she's in there too. So Larry, has any of the have you sent this to any of the women? I'm sure all of them, of course, are not around, for them to listen to the track?
No, I haven't. You know, I've had fans of or admirers of the women that I talk about say, listen, I'm definitely going to play this for so-and-so, like Maxine Waters and, women of that niche. I've had their fans contact me and say that they're going to play them for them, but I haven't
mm-hmm.
actually sent them any music. You know, I really just...
here again, Mike Cullip can tell you this, because this is where the news lady comes in, because, you know, that's, well, my real trade, of course, is a news anchor and reporter. But being in the news business forever, I just know the behind the scenes and how everything works. So we don't have to have the whole discussion on here, but basically I'm going to talk to your wife, because at least by the end of this month or early part of December, it is very, very easy for her to get in touch with their press office, because all of these folks that were in this song and any of this stuff that you're doing that's still around, all of them have a press office. And I assure you, if Maxine Waters knew that track was out there, you would be at the Congressional Black Caucus or all those little those things, events and stuff, and she would be, you know, talking about you and what you're doing. I know she would, because I'm a pretty good judge of character about kind of events and news and sort of what's hot and what people will like versus what they don't like. So I'll get with her behind the scenes on that, but we'll be more than happy to give her some advice, and it's very easy to do. Like I said, everybody's got a press person. You can go online and get their name, their email, their telephone number, And it's just a matter of you sending it to them and say, hey, you know, take a listen, and especially when it comes to all the Congress folks, because I know all of them, especially Maxine Waters. She is having and you know, she and Oprah and a lot of the African American lawmakers, I want to say a year ago, but they do it all the time. They have these events and informational sessions where they literally talk about rap music and have the discussion that you and I had. So I know for a fact that if they knew about you, you would, oh my goodness, really be involved in a lot of that, because you would be somebody that they obviously can use as an example, an alternative to what some of, you know, what the rap music that's out there that's, you know, not really, you know, like I said, I'm not bashing rap music, but, you know, what you
it's
do.
It's a lot of
different.
Negativity in hip-hop, right?
Yeah. I haven't had a lot of sleep today, so I'm kind of fumbling my words, so I apologize about that, but yeah, I just think it's great. And Mike Cullip, like I said, Mike is in the music and entertainment business. And Mike, you know for a fact, with just the kind of people that you deal with, if they knew about what Larry is doing, I mean, they would love to have him at events and places, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's a very catchy track. And I think you know, the more exposure it gets, the better opportunity it is for, you know, to get it out there and have people listen to its message. It's a really nice track. I liked it.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, when I'm done, my friend Dr. Julius Bailey that I was telling you about, and in fact, some of his students, Larry, used to refer to him as the hip hop professor. So I'm going to shoot him an email and send your track over, and have the two of you connect on Facebook. But like I said, the good thing about me is that when you meet me, and I love what you do, and Mike Cullip can tell you, I will do anything I can to help you promote yourself. And, you know, if there's ever anything that comes up, or, you know, people are always calling or emailing me asking me, hey, Vic, do you know this or do you know that? Or, you know, even if I see something like a big hip-hop panel or something going on, you know, it's easy for me to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, you know what, I know somebody that you really need to have on that panel. This is who it needs to be. So I'm looking forward. I mean, I'm glad that you came on the show for me to interview you, but I'm looking forward to more so seeing how I can help you.
Oh, that would be awesome. You know, that's great. And, you know, the purpose of this company is definitely to promote education first and foremost. And, you know, anybody that feels the project and wants to help, like yourself, you know, understand that the feeling is mutual. And anything that I can do in return, I would also do.
Well, thank you. I completely appreciate that. And again, I apologize that I had you on hold for almost 8 minutes before I realized it was you. But
that's cool, first of all, I apologize for the number. You know, right now I'm out in New York. I'm about to perform. And everything was a little crazy, but thanks for working with me.
Right. No. Well, and also you. Thank you so much for working with me. But I suspect that this is not the last time that I will hear from you, because for sure, anytime anything is going on in the media when it comes to hip hop, I'll definitely be giving you an email to have you come on the show, or whether it's on At Home with Victoria TV to weigh in and give us your thoughts, since this is your field. So, Larry, Mike Cullip and I thank you so much for coming on, and I hope you and Mike connect on Facebook. I'll suggest you guys, because, you know, he knows a lot of people, and, you know, it's always good to know people within the industry that, you know, so that, because it's all about us helping each other, I think. At least it is for me.
That's right.
Definitely. Each one teach one.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like that. There you go. I like that.
Definitely.
All right, Larry, thank you so much for coming on. On behalf of
me
and Mike, we appreciate it so much. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, Mike, I love that song, and it's funny because, of course, I got some of the music ahead of time to listen to, and I've already downloaded that on my iPod, so the other day I'm outside walking my dog, and I just hit the button of my new tracks, and then that song came on, and it was just really cool, so I'm like, oh, my God, I'm listening to Larry's song on my iPod, so that kind of was very cool for me.
Yeah, that's very cool, and you can You can work out. You can do your boxing to that that track.
Yeah, with I can't. Well, my tongue is tied. Mike, say his name for me. I'm like so tired. I can't even say his name.
Riddick Bowe.
Riddick Bowe.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Riddick Bowe. Yes. Yeah. So that was crazy. So I'm in the gym working out, and I'm doing my Zumba class, and then all of a sudden I see this face that walks in the gym. You know, I kind of recognize him just from being used for so many years. And I said, you know, that looks like that heavyweight boxer champion guy, Riddick Bowe. And then he came a little bit closer, and then, of course, it was him. And my boxing instructor, Chris, is actually working with Riddick Bowe right now, doing some training. I think they're going to think about working on some different programs. So, of course, you know the news lady, Mike, I had to ask, will you come on At Home with Victoria? And he said, of course. So I'm looking forward to having him on. That'll be cool.
That will be cool, and I'll be there.
Yes, definitely, for sure. Hey, listen, this was like your – actually, I think this may have been your second or third time hanging out with me, co-hosting all the shows. So I know you didn't plan on doing this. I just sort of recruited you and asked you to call in, and I'm glad you did because it's nice to have company.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love to get on and talk with people. Well, you know, my wife kind of says that's a bit. I talk a little too much, but that's all right.
And you know, it actually worked out because your music, and we were talking about hip hop music, so that is, I think it was definitely supposed to be that way. But we'll be back on the air again next week, I believe. Right after Thanksgiving or the week after that. But, Mike Cullip, thank you so much for being with me, and I'll see you on Facebook, I guess, right?
That sounds good. You have a good holiday if I don't talk to you before, but I appreciate the invite tonight.
Okay, thank you, and I appreciate you accepting. Thank you so much. And that's Mike Cullip, everyone. You can find Mike Cullip on Facebook. He helps manage and do public relations for Drew Stevens. Drew Stevens is also on Facebook. And if you follow me on Facebook, Mike and I are always on each other's pages, so trust me, it really isn't like a day or something that goes by that you won't see Mike commenting or me commenting on his page, so you can also find him that way. And he's just a great guy, and Mike is one of those people, if I have a question sort of about Twitter or the computer or trying to put a picture here or something, then he's always great that I can call, and he generally helps me with that and takes care of it and gets me going. And his wife, Kim, is absolutely lovely. And it's funny because I mentioned on Facebook, so I started my Christmas shopping. Honestly, I think not because I wanted to, but I feel like every store I go into, I'm hearing jingle bells, so I feel like I'm a little forced to start. But I got these really nice gifts and for the core supporters, the women of At Home with Victoria. And then I started thinking, oh, man, I think I probably need to get something for Mike Cullip and Michael Kay and Steven and all the guys and Drew and all the other guys that support. So I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to get for them for Christmas, but whatever it is, I know it's going to be nice. And listen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. I do apologize about my babbling for most of the show. I've been following a lot of stories. I didn't get that much sleep today, but I'm glad that Larry was able to come on and check him out. He's on Facebook. And also his information is on my wall as well. So if I don't talk to you guys before Thanksgiving on air, and you know what, I know that I won't. I do want to wish you and your families a happy Thanksgiving. And my Thanksgiving morning, I'll be spending it at a women's shelter serving breakfast. So thank you so much. And have a good night, everybody.
You have been listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.